Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Steel Nation Radio, brought to you by Total Sports Enterprises. I'm Mike Pelaya of SteelNationAssociation.com, where we cover the Steelers 24-7 while bringing you, the Steeler fans, together in an effort to raise money for Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. Come visit the site, read the articles, listen to our podcasts, join the club, get one of our brand new t-shirts, and help the children at the hospital at the same time. You can also find my work, as you know, at SteelCityUnderground.com, where there are many, many great columnists covering the Steelers all day, every day, with many great articles, podcasts, and a whole lot more. So check it out at SteelNationAssociation.com or, again, SteelCityUnderground.com. And before I get started, I'm just going to introduce, back by popular demand, he was with me about a month or so ago, Ben. How you doing, Ben?
Good.
Good. And since I saw you last, you had a birthday. You're now 8 years old. Is that right?
Yes.
Did you have a good birthday?
Yeah, it was good.
You getting ready for Christmas?
Yep.
Excited?
Yeah.
What's your, what's the toy that you're looking to get from Santa Claus?
Cars?
Cars? Cool. Yeah, I like cars.
Or planes.
Or planes. Awesome. All right, well, I'm going to get back to you in a minute, Ben, all right? So we'll talk to Ben in a little bit about the game. I know he watched it. But first, I'm going to talk about it. And I guess the end result was what I thought it was in terms of the Patriots winning the game. I did predict that in the summer. I predicted that this past week leading into the game, and that's exactly what happened. But it happened in a very different manner. I really thought the Patriots might go out there and destroy the Steelers, specifically after losing to the Dolphins on last Monday night. But that obviously is not what happened. And in fact, the Steelers, for all intents and purposes, won that football game. It was the refs that took it away from them. And we'll talk about that. So, you know, I wrote this earlier this week, but I'll stand by it. I normally don't feel like there are moral victories. And Ben Roethlisberger said as much in the locker room afterwards. I was fortunate enough to be there, and you know, he feels there aren't and there isn't one from this game, but I actually have to disagree. I think that this time, this is probably the only time I'll ever say this, the Steelers can walk away with a moral victory. They showed that they can outplay the Patriots. They did it for most of the game without Antonio Brown, which is incredibly impressive. Let's not forget that Joe Hayden wasn't there, and ideally, if these guys play again in January, they will be he'll be back on the field, and Brown should be back on the field hopefully by then. From everything that we're hearing, he's out for the rest of the regular season, but should be back by the playoffs. So you know, they did it without some of their main guys, and that's impressive to me. I mean, they were able to move the ball down the field. The defense got to Brady a little bit, specifically in the first half, and you know, the Patriots didn't have the ball that much in the first half, but the guy that they couldn't stop, of course, was Gronkowski. And, you know, I think we all knew that that was going to be, you know, a difficult task, and it certainly turned out to be that. And so we talked to Sean Davis right after the game, and this is what he had to say about covering Gronk and then specifically not getting that interception that would have sealed the game, and basically how being concerned about covering Gronk cost him that interception and possibly the game for the Steelers. So let's listen to that.
Man, I was so focused on chasing Gronk across the middle. He was doing the same stuff, man. So I was so focused on, you know, trying to catch him, trying to catch up to him, man. Seeing the ball at the very last second, you know, went behind me, and I couldn't grab it.
Your momentum was going the other way.
I was going the other way, man.
So that's not going to repeat your mind.
Of course, I'm a playmaker, man. Of course, I want to make plays, and that would have been a great play, you know, to start the game. Man, wish I could have got hit in the face with it like, you know, they did in the last play of the game.
So that tells you he was just concerned about Gronk, and, you know, he was so worried about making sure that Gronk didn't get the ball that he really didn't realize until the last second that that ball was headed towards him. Had he caught that ball, the game turns out differently. But what I'll say is this, and I wrote this the other day. The Steelers not getting the win obviously costs them most likely the number one seed, and that does that stinks. It could cost them all the way down to the three seed if they lose one of these next two games, against Houston on Christmas Day or Cleveland the following week. But I don't think that'll happen. But what I was saying is I don't think that the Steelers are beatable twice in the same year. And I think that they proved that they can hang with the Patriots, and really, they can beat them. And I don't have any doubts that they can go into Foxborough and beat them in January. I know that's not easy, and it's a tall task, but I think that they can do it, and they showed that. You know, at the same time, I don't think beating the Patriots twice in the same year was going to be something that was achievable. So, you know, the Patriots got their win. Now it's the Steelers' turn if they are to face off again in the postseason, which would most likely be championship week. Now, the reason they didn't win the game is because of the Jesse James catch. Everybody's certainly familiar with that. I don't agree with the refs. I think, you know, well, I guess it's the rule, so technically the refs made the right call. Technically. One, I think it's a stupid rule. Two, I really don't think that there was indisputable evidence to overturn the call. And, you know, everybody's talking about it. The NFL is becoming unwatchable when the refs are becoming the centerpiece of the games. They need to leave some of the flags in their pockets because they not only determine this game, in this case, they definitely, unless some miracle happens, they determine seeding in the AFC, which could determine the entire outcome of the NFL season based on one play. And we'll get to Ben here in a second to get his opinion on that. But one other thing I wanted to say is right after that, obviously when it was overturned, I think, again, there was some confusion with what to do. And Roethlisberger went up and he said he went to go spike it. And then Todd Haley, in his earpiece, told him not to spike it and to make a play. From my understanding, after speaking with Ben and then hearing his radio show this week, basically, he called the spike, so everybody was lined up to do the spike. He hears in his ear that, no, don't spike it, go for the win. He signals to Eli Rogers, who did confirm that in the locker room after the game, and that's why he ended up throwing him. And, of course, the pick was thrown, and the game was over. Now, I think you need to spike the ball there, kick the field goal, go to overtime. I don't know what the problem was with that. I do put some blame on the coaches and a little bit on Roethlisberger in the case of when that review was going on. Over 5 minutes of review, Roethlisberger was down on the sideline on his knee versus talking to the coaches in the case of what happens if this thing gets overturned. And I put that on all three of Haley, Tomlin, and Roethlisberger. That should not have happened. They should have had a better idea of what they wanted to do. Now, Ben, I wanted to get your opinion. The Jesse James touchdown that turned out to not be a touchdown. What did you think about that?
Well, it sucked, but I thought when he threw the ball, I thought that would be a touchdown. I was jumping all around, and saying that was a touchdown, but when they caught it, it wasn't. I was like, so it's sad.
You were sad, yeah. But would you think that should have been a touchdown? Do you think the refs were right, or they should have left it a touchdown?
I think they should change their rule, and I think they should have left it a touchdown.
I agree. They need to change that rule. That's a really good point, Ben. That's not a good rule. And, you know, they're not consistent with that rule, so they need to really get it straight in this offseason. So you watched the game. Did you see Antonio Brown get hurt?
Yeah, I saw him. But
what did you think when that happened? Did you think the Steelers would remain competitive in the game?
Well, I thought they were going to get crushed when that happened.
Yeah. But they didn't. You know, Juju stepped up, right?
Yes.
Martavis Bryant made a great one-handed catch. Did you see that touchdown?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So basically, they're going to need those guys to step up the next couple of weeks as Brown heals, because he's not going to play the remainder of the regular season. They say he'll be back for the playoffs. Do you think, Ben, that Juju Smith-Schuster and Martavis Bryant can fill in for him while he's out?
Yes.
Yeah? You think, which one of those two do you think is more important, Juju or Martavis?
Juju.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think Juju's going to have to be the guy to step up and make some plays. You know, starting with the Houston game this week. They're playing on Christmas Day. So after Santa Claus comes, Ben, you'll get that afternoon to watch the Steelers play Houston. Houston's not very good this year. They're 4-10. They've had a lot of injuries. Obviously, TJ Watt's brother, JJ, has been out for the bulk of the season with another season-ending injury. They've had Deshaun Watson go down. They've had Tom Savage go down. T.J. Yates has been their quarterback recently. I don't expect a lot out of them. They do need to worry about DeAndre Hopkins, who's one of the better receivers in the league. He's no A.B., but he's certainly up there. He's got 92 receptions so far this year with 12 touchdowns, more importantly. So the secondary is certainly going to have to keep an eye on him. He's a playmaker, you know, and again, the secondary concerns me a little bit, including Artie Burns, who I felt like got burned a bit this week against the Patriots. So they're going to have their hands full there for sure. And then on the offensive side of the ball, they're going to have to worry about Jadeveon Clowney coming across and going after Ben, because he has 9 sacks this year and he's turning into a beast. So those are the two main concerns that I see. From a game planning standpoint, I think that, you know, Roethlisberger is going to have to remain on fire, which he has been now for a couple of months, the entire second half of the season. And then Le'Veon Bell, again, is going to have to be an integral part of the offense. But like we said, Ben, Juju Smith-Schuster and Martavis Bryant are going to have to step up. And I think they will. So I think that they're going to, you know, march down the field and score a lot of points this week. And I do expect them to win on Christmas Day pretty big. What do you think, Ben? Do you think they're going to score a lot of points? Do you think they're going to be in a close game? Do you think they're going to lose?
I think they might be in a close game, or maybe they're going to score a lot of points.
But do you think they're going to score a lot of points and be in a close game, or they're going to kill the Texans? Which one do you think?
Score a lot of points and be in a close game.
So what do you think the score is going to be?
30 to 20.
That's not too close. Okay. Well, that has the Steelers scoring 30 and winning. I agree. I think they're going to score over 30 points this week, even without Antonio Brown. I think that they're going to come out on a mission. I really think that this loss may have actually motivated them. We'll know on Christmas Day if that's the case. But I feel like this could be a good thing. And I know that they're not the number one seed, but it's very possible. And far be it from me to come out of something like this in such a positive manner. But I just think that this could be a good thing. They're already on an 8-game winning streak. I mean, now we don't have to worry about a big, long winning streak that they have to sustain. You know, now they just win a few more games in a row to win the whole thing. What would be about, you know, what, 5 or 6 games? So that's not something that they can't do. So I do think there was a wake-up call. I do think they're going to go into Houston, and I expect them to win pretty big, actually. I think they're going to score 34 points, and Houston will get 17. I just don't see it as a close game. You know, you never know, Ben. You could definitely be right. It could be closer than what I think. You think you're right. I think that they could be... It's possible they could come out deflated. If they do, I'd be highly disappointed. I just don't feel like that's this team this year. This is one thing that I've seen consistently this year is the resiliency of this team. They've overcome quite a bit, you know, between the injuries, the holdouts, the national anthem fiasco, the blowout loss to Jacksonville, just the 5 interception game that same game with Roethlisberger. It's been a very interesting year, but one where they've only lost 3 games. This was only their 3rd loss of the season. And so they've shown quite an ability to overcome a lot. The nice thing about this game, outside of the way I think that they played despite the loss, was seeing Ryan Shazier there and moving around a little bit. That was very encouraging. Obviously, this is not even anything to do with football at this point, but it was encouraging to see him up and, you know, smiling and doing well. And I know that the players in the locker room after the game said that they were very happy to see him there, and it was great. They didn't know in advance that he was going to be there, but they also wished that they could get that win for him. But you know what he'd like more than that is the Super Bowl. So one last thing, Ben, did you see Shazier on the TV? Did you see him?
Yes.
What did you think? In the window, yeah. What did you think?
I thought he was not going to be there, but he was.
Yeah, he was. Now he's not going to play for the rest of the year, maybe never again, but it was nice to see him, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Ben, for joining me again. I think that everybody out there loves hearing from you, so we'll maybe try to get you again during the playoffs.
Yeah.
And, you know, hopefully we'll talk to you next week after another Steelers victory. In the meantime, everybody have happy holidays and stay safe. Talk to you then.